Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? Today is Sunday, November 8th, 2020, and we are going to let you listen to a rebroadcast, Think, Believe, and Manifest. So please hold all phone calls and enjoy the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome. So what is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show? Today is August 16th, 2020. We're broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. This evening we will discuss the power of your words. So stay tuned. Well, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, for the new listeners, we want to make sure we answer that question, okay? So etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, I don't know if that's what you want, but I certainly know that is what I would like. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos to Charles I and II. Well, I am so delighted that you're joining us this evening on our show. And listen. A couple of weeks or so ago, we had a show that was called How Does What We See and Hear Have an Impact on Us? And so this evening, we're going to discuss how our words impact us. So think about that. I mean, words. We speak words all day, every day. And so we're going to talk about the meaning, and what I would like to do, I'm going to introduce my special guest. I am so excited to have her on this evening. I'll tell you a little bit about her. Constance Lane Arnold, MA, is an author, success coach, and international radio talk show host. For the past two decades, Constance has been a leader in innovative counseling, leadership training, and executive coaching. a recognized authority on psychology and personal and professional development, Constance has directly impacted 10,000 clients in the state of Georgia. She was awarded contracts by Georgia Department of Labor and Georgia Department of Human Resources to conduct transformational empowerment workshops and executive coaching. So with an extensive clientele, Constance Arnold has been known for her unique delivery in the areas of self-motivation and maximizing human potential. A dynamic and entertaining speaker as well as a sought-out trainer, she has a wonderful ability to inform and inspire audiences in developing their own human potential as well as their personal effectiveness. Okay, she's the host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on the Law of Attraction radio. And for the past 11 years, she's interviewed New York Times bestselling authors and has over 10 million listeners. Yes, you heard that correct, 10 million listeners. So I want to suddenly introduce to you Constance Arnold. Constance, how are you?
I'm great, Donna, okay. And how are you?
I am doing so well. I am so excited to have you this evening. Our listeners, you are certainly in for a special treat. And I want to tell you all, Constance and I, we actually just met a few weeks ago at the taping of a fashion show that we were both a part of for an Unselfish Women event. And in fact, that event just premiered this afternoon. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the show in case you all didn't have an opportunity to see that. I will certainly let you know how you can do that, okay? During the off-camera time, a group of us ladies had such a wonderful and inspirational just a set of conversations, actually. We shared some of our stories. And, of course, when I heard that Constance was a success coach and also a talk show host, I knew I wanted her to be a guest on my show so that she can inspire our listeners. So we have her here. I'm so excited. Constance, we speak words all day long, but do we really think about what we're saying, or are we just speaking words?
Well, let me say first, Donna, thank you for inviting me, and also what a great job you're doing. I've listened to you, some of your shows, and you're really giving to the world just powerful information, revelation that people can take and implement into their everyday lives. So I just want to commend you for that.
Well, thank you so much for that. Thank you.
And audience, when I met Donna, I knew I wanted to be friends with her. She is such a warm and caring person, and it just shows you about divine connections. And we just felt close to each other, and here we are. And I'm so grateful to be here today.
Absolutely. And mentioning that, I also listened to some of your podcasts, and I am telling you, I got hooked. And some of the podcasts, I started them over again to listen to them over and over. And so you're absolutely amazing. Thank you so much kind words as well. So let's kind of dig into this. And by the way, listeners, you can certainly feel free to join the conversation. Our number is 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894, or you can send an email. You can email your comments or your questions to us at MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com or EtiquetteLadiesPlural@gmail.com. Okay, so let's dive into this, Constance. How to create with your thinking, words, and imagination.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Donna, this is what I want to say to everyone who's listening. You know, you and I both know the times that we're living in, you know, during these pandemic times, this unprecedented times. That's a word that we're hearing over and over again. There's so much uncertainty, and people's lives have really been shaken. But there are universal laws that have not. And what we're going to talk about today are universal laws from the inside out that if people would, number one, recognize and acknowledge them and then tap into them, that they can change and create the life that they desire. Now, it won't happen overnight, but it will happen. So you asked me about words, but if you don't mind, I want to start with thinking first, because we think before we speak.
Yes, at least we're supposed to anyway, shouldn't we?
I have been known to speak before I thought, and I always got in big trouble, Don. Doesn't work.
I think we can all say that as well.
And so I want to ask your listeners a question. So, before I even say anything, I'm a big action person, strategic. I love planning, but we're talking about how success happens from the inside out. And so if you want to change your life, and you can doing these at any time, but especially now, Donna, you know, I want people to think about, I have a question for listeners. What have been your dominant thoughts? Because you are always thinking ahead of your evidence. So whatever you continually think and feel over time, it will begin to manifest in your life. So your thoughts always precedes or comes before your evidence. And just like the Bible says, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. So we're thinking, Donna, 24/7. And you're always, I say you're praying with your thinking. If you're thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Or will I ever go back to work again? Or I don't know if I'm going to be able to really school my children at home. All of your thoughts have a vibrational frequency to them. This is according to science. And you're always sending them out. So during this time, whatever you think, eventually you're going to say. And I'm going to say something really probably difficult. It was difficult for me. But your circumstances are really an outpicturing of what your thoughts and your words and your imagination has been. So change your thinking, Donna, and change your world, because your world is being fed and led by what you're thinking.
That's good.
And so listeners, you can begin to consciously, I call it deliberately and consciously creating, because thinking is the beginning of creating anything new. So, for example, you may not know how, but you can begin to think, wow, I got furloughed, but I believe that something better is going to come to me. Or you could begin to think, wow, this is a great time for me to receive those downloads from God, you know, some creative ideas that will really just put me on top where I can take care of my family really well. Or you could begin to think, wow, just the right eating plan, I'm going to discover just the right eating plan that will enable me to release these extra pounds that I gained during pandemic. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King took an hour every morning, Donna, and just had a cup of coffee, and he thought. So thinking about what you want is important. And I'm going to say, you know, I'm on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and the Law of Attraction says whatever you think, whatever your dominant thinking, believing, feeling, and imagination is, will eventually manifest in your life. So we think before we say.
And I know everyone has heard whatever you think, you're right. So if you think you can do something, you're right. If you think you can't do it, you're also right.
Right. And so the good news is you can begin to choose to think only what you desire, and eventually that thinking would turn into talking or speaking words out, and then that would turn into you getting images of what you want. So my question is, what have you been thinking about these last 4 months? You can change it, because you are a powerful creator. God made you a powerful manifester. But when you change your mind, you really begin to change your world. It's science, it's spirituality, etc. And then the last thing, when you change your mind, you will eventually begin to change your actions and your plans. So
that's
great
good.
News. And anybody, isn't that good? Anybody can begin to change their thinking. And so a good exercise that you might want to do, just sort of take 10 to 15 minutes and just sort of write down what you've been thinking over these last 4 months. It might be, I'm so sick and tired of being home, I don't know what to do. Well, a lot of us would probably write that down. But I want you to go really a little bit deeper and just begin to think about, wow, I've been thinking thoughts of fear. I've been afraid about my job and my finances, or I've been thinking about lack a lot, not enough money, you know, just a lack from, I can't go to church anymore, lack socially, emotionally. We know a lot is happening there psychologically, Donna. And so just write that down. And just take a look at it. You're not judging yourself. You're just observing. And then I want you to write down the opposite of what you want to happen in your life. So if you've been thinking lack, you may want to write down, there is unlimited abundance. Now, you may not know how to tap into it. That's okay for at this stage. But just begin to think about it. There is unlimited abundance. I am open to receive all of the new doors that are open for me. So, Donna, can you see how me just thinking that and then saying it out of my mouth creates a different atmosphere?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like to call them affirmations, because because everything we say is an affirmation. Everything we say, we're always constantly affirming. We're constantly affirming. And so it is wonderful. What you are teaching is that, you know, you can affirm really what you want. You know, you're actually.
Go ahead. That's nothing but the truth, because you are affirming with your thoughts. And like Donna so eloquently said, you know, I'm going to just share with you about words, because words are vibrational and they have a frequency to them. You create your world with your words. You know, words are a powerful creative force, and whatever you send out into the universe, it will come back to you. And so if you believe that you're made in the image and the likeness of God, you know, in Genesis 1, it said God said, and then God saw. God said, and then God saw. And so you are really a God in the earth, and whatever you say about your life is what's going to happen. And so I remember once, Donna, I was traveling for like 7 years. I would leave on a Monday, sometimes on a Sunday, come back on a Friday, throw my suitcase in the floor. You know, I wash my clothes and then get back on the road again. And I kept saying, wow, it is so hard being on the road. It's just so hard. And I kept saying that, and I just felt like the Spirit said to me, okay, girlfriend, you're going to get what you've been declaring and decreeing, because it really became very hard just being on the road. And so, you know, you whatever you declare and decree with your words will be established and manifest in your life. And so you can actually call in or pull in or invite in what you desire with your words, because we know they're what energetic, and they really go out into the universe and impacts matter. And so let's just say once again, Don, hypothetically, someone might, they might be furloughed. And they might just begin to say, well, you know, I believe that my job will open up for me, or that the job that I really love will come to me, or the highest good will manifest in my life regarding my career. You know, I open myself up. So you're speaking this out. You're not just thinking it, because remember, you think first. We're talking about the whole creative process from the inside out. You think first, and then you say what you desire. And so in my life, Donna, I can just give you example after example of me calling in, you know, my world with my words. Right now, every day, because I have clients on 5 continents, I get up every day and I spend like 10 minutes affirming affirmations. Sometimes I speak out scriptures or mantras. So one thing I say every day, Donna, is I thank you, God, that I have clients and customers coming in from the north, west, east, and south, all over the globe, thanking God in advance. What am I doing? I'm calling in my clients. I thank you that these are clients who understand who I am and what my services are, that they are ready right now to purchase my goods, products, and our services. And I thank you, God, that their lives will be immensely transformed and changed because of our connection. And so people, business owners have been asking me, oh, my God, what can I do during this pandemic? I said, you need to watch your words. I'm not saying that you need to be in denial. If your business has really diminished or is shut down, you know, you might want to begin to say, you know, I believe that my highest good would be revealed to me, and that God would download new ideas, more expanded ideas about this business or another business. And so right now, we can call in what we desire with our words. So never use the word, I'm broke. And like Donna said, whether you think you can or you think you cannot, both of those are true. And so, if I just look at a piece of cake, I gain weight. Okay, because your sales hear you. You are a powerful, magnificent human being, and you call in your world with your words because they are energetic. So the more you align with what you desire. For example, I had a client, Donna, who wanted to take her kids to Disney World. And she kept saying, I don't have the money. I don't have the money. And I told her, I said, stop saying that. And I said, what do you want? I want to go to Disney World. So she started saying, I believe it was, I'm thanking this in advance for the opportunity to take me and my children to Disney World for a weekend. And then she started naming the place they're going to stay, et cetera. So she just began to say that. She didn't know how. And what I want to say, listeners, the how is up to God. The how is up to the universe, because you are finite, but God is infinite. And so your position is one of just speaking only what you desire. You don't have to know how initially, but you are sending your words out. And so she kept speaking that, not only speaking it, Donna, but believing it. So long story short, her aunt, she had an aunt in another part of the U.S. I think they didn't talk often, but she said, "Oh, I'm taking my kids to Disney World." This aunt was retired, and she paid for the entire Disney World trip. And so that particular client called in her dream and her world with her words.
That is so good. And in case you all are just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. The voice that you hear is Constance Arnold, who's a success coach, international radio host, and author. And she is warning us, in other words, we need to speak life. We need to be positive and speak in what we actually want. This is really good. And audience, I probably should have told you to prepare to take notes because we are certainly getting a lot of great information. We're getting some wonderful coaching right now. And so if you want to grab something and take some notes, I know that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm certainly taking notes. And if you're just not prepared to do that, our shows are archived. You will be able to go back and listen to it in its entirety, however, and I'm sure you'll want to do that. I'm going to do it as well. So, but mentioning, and you know, we hear people saying that, I'm just going to be so sick. I just know it's just going to get worse and worse. And you know that the power of life and death is in the tongue. I'm sure everybody's heard that as well. You can either speak life or you speak death. So I would prefer to speak life. And as what you're saying is that we have to think it first, out of the mouth. Okay, the abundance of the heart flows. So whatever we're thinking is what we're speaking. And I'm just so glad that you are, oh my goodness, go right ahead.
I just thought of something. You see, so these are universal laws. Okay, if you and I are going to meet, let's just say we're going to meet at Houston's, that's a restaurant here, everybody, for lunch on tomorrow. You know, so we know that, but then when we get up tomorrow morning, we're going to start thinking, oh, I got to get dressed. I got to get ready. I'm going to meet Donna at Houston's. I've got to make sure I have gas in my car. You see how we think things before we say it, because really we live in a voice activated universe. That means that things are moved and shaped given structure by our words, and you're calling in the end result of what you desire. And scientists have really talked about this, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners know this, Donna, that Dr. Emoto, and he has made his transition, who lived in Japan, did an experiment with water. And he put water in the same kind of jars and, you know, same atmosphere, same space. And to one water, he said, "Oh, you're so beautiful. You're so wonderful. I just love you." And then little crystals over time begin to form in that water. And then the next water, he said, "Oh, you're ugly. You're dingy. Ooh, I don't like you. You know, just all negative things." And it just began to just turn dark and yucky and really ugly. And then the third one, he didn't say anything to, and that water became really ugly and yucky too. And so I was thinking, well, why did the third one become yucky? Because you have to circulate your voice and speak your words, because we live in a voice activated world. So if words will impact water, what are words doing to your body, Donna? You know, I don't know, are we 90% water or 70% water? So every time you say, it's like, oh, my goodness, my arthritis, or, mm-hmm. oh, my knee hurt, or, man, I can't get around like I used to. I was walking in my neighborhood the other day, and I saw this guy, my neighbor. I said, hey, good morning. I said, how you doing? He said, I'm doing good for an old man. Okay, his DNA just heard that. And so every time I see him, he says, I'm doing good for an old man. And I'm just saying, y'all, that you are creating your world. Whatever you declare and decree is what's going to happen to you. Another story that I remember, a friend of mine told me about a guy. He was not educated, you know, just you know, couldn't even read that well. And so he knew one verse in the Bible: the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. So he began to meditate on that verse, and years went by, and he began to say that verse, I don't know, 20-30 times a day. He would go in his little sanctuary prayer closet and say that. And over time, Donna, because he thought that, he said that, he imagined, what would a shepherd do for me? A shepherd would meet all of my needs. And over time, this uneducated man began to get downloads from the Spirit how to invest in the stock market, and he's a multi-millionaire. Where did that start? That started with his thinking and with his words. So I'm just saying to listeners, Donna, wherever you are, you can begin changing your world with your words and call in what you want. Don't talk about what you don't want. So a lot of people say to me, Donna, well, you know, I'm just lying if I say that. Well, you know, if I said that I'm just expecting my highest good, or I believe that all of my needs are going to be met, I'm not telling the truth. Well, you're speaking truth, and we're certainly not denying the really looming facts that might be in your life. The fact might be that you don't have a job, but the truth is there are unlimited possibilities for you. The fact might be that that you are afraid, but the truth is, as you renew your mind, faith will come. The fact might be that you are 100 pounds overweight, but the truth is that there is a special eating plan designed just for you that would allow you to reach your ideal weight. So, Donna, we are powerful human beings.
Absolutely. And we're going to we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. And then we're going to start attacking some of the emails, and we'll go to our phone lines as well. Again, the number 516-418-5894. It's not too late for you to call in. We will be right back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. Did you know when you can't forgive, your emotional wounds can't close and heal? Forgive for Health Ministries, Inc. helps all people to forgive. Our services include support groups, workshops, and conferences, to name only a few. One of our goals is to help you forgive so you can live free from the shackles of unforgiveness. Our values include compassion, love, and honesty. For more information, to donate, and to register for our conference, go to www.forgive4health.org or call 404-500-9204, 404-500-9204. Let Forgive for Health Ministries help to heal all of your relationships for good.
Forgive for.
Have you purchased the book, Raising Boys from Birth
to Toddlerhood,
by Dr. Tia Crone? Raising Boys is a comical yet insightful work that highlights the joys and challenges of raising boys from a mom's perspective. Whether you're raising boys for the first time or you're experienced, you will find this book to be a valuable resource. And most importantly, whether you're a mom, grandparent, or godparent, you will be able to glean from the advice given. You will really be encouraged by reading this book. In fact, think of it as a written support group from moms to moms, raising boys. Purchase your book today. Go to www.drtiacrooms.com. That's www.drtiacrooms.com. Raising boys from birth
to toddlerhood.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we are having a wonderful conversation. We're actually receiving some coaching here from Constance Arnold, who is an author. She's an international radio program host, as well as a coach. We're going to go ahead and start. We're going to start picking up some callers, and then we will address some of the emails. I will say the last four digits in your phone number. You will know that I am addressing you, okay? Extension 3504, the last four digits are 3504. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hey, I'm Jeff. And,
how are you?
I was enjoying the show, and I just like to say that I had been praying, and what I was praying for, I wasn't praying for financial, but I was praying for health and strength, because I feel like my health and strength is more important than financial, because what good is money if you're sick? You know, but I just thank the Lord, you know, that if he'll answer prayer for my health. You know, I can't hardly rest during the day. The doctors be calling me, and they be saying, I want you to come to Mobile for some tests. But I don't be feeling like that I need to go. And so the fear for all of us, I went to Mobile, and I got a test done, and I thought they got the second test done, and they told me, said, well, your doctor didn't respond, so we're going to let you go if it's okay. I said, well, thank you. So I got my medicine. I picked up my medicine. I was moving kind of swift, like, and I was enjoying. I said, well, the Lord blessed me. I didn't have to do the second test. And before we got out of Mobile, my niece had went into some place like Home Depot, and she was doing some shopping. And before I got back out, the doctor wants y'all to come back tomorrow. I said, no way, because I can't come back tomorrow for that. It's too hot. I mean, she left me in the car with the air conditioner on, and when I woke up, I dozed off of sleep, and I woke up. I had to kind of figure out where I was.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I was at home, but it was so hot, you could roll the water down and stick your hand out, and you could fry an egg in your hand. My goodness.
Wow. That is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely conscious.
Yes.
Well, you know, thank you, sir, for calling in, and, you know, I hear you, and I feel you, and there's a new saying that your health is your wealth, and you're so right, and when you are in the middle of, you know, feeling pain and not feeling great, it is not easy. But one thing
Amen.
That I might want to Yes, sir. One thing I might want to suggest to you is, in addition to your praying, if you could find scriptures that you could just speak out loud, around health and healing. When you speak scriptures out loud, that is a form of prayer and declaration. Are you doing that?
Yes, ma'am. I read my Bible, and I have certain scriptures that I read for healing.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what scripture, my main scripture is, I go to 2 Corinthians 8 through the 12th, the 12th through the 8th, and I read for healing. I read for a body healing, and it's several more scriptures that I read for my blessings and stuff like that, and I be praying for others. I pray for the prisoners, and I pray for the hospitals and bereaved families, and I pray for the jailhouse and prison bars. I pray for every church, those that don't mean his name. I pray for the group home and the nursing home and the hospitals. And ooh, glory! I tell you, I love to read and pray in the Bible. My wife will tell you that her name is Hazel Chapman Butler. But I guarantee you, she'll tell you that I love the Lord.
We can tell that you really love God and you're praying.
Absolutely.
And I would just suggest that you continue to speak out loud those scriptures around, you know, the Lord is my strength. In him I live and I move and I have my being. And just speak those out loud every single day like you're doing in addition to your praying.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that. But one more, I ain't going to hold you on that, but this is what I'd like to share with you. It's not so much that I'm sick or anything. It's just that my insurance pay for me going back and to the doctor, and they want to fill our pocket. I know what's wrong. They want to fill our pocket, but it's too hot for that. It's too hot for them to fill our pocket. Them doctors,
sure.
They want some money. Well, who don't want money?
But
that's the key word right there. They want some money. But I don't mind paying the doctors. I don't mind paying my copay or anything like that. But they be calling me for ain't nothing wrong with me. You know, you need to get you a tetanus shot and all that.
No, that's okay. You know what? Thank you so much though for sharing with us your testimony. I certainly believe that you certainly will be well
because you are speaking God's word in your prayer. Okay. Thank you so much. I hope you continue. Amen.
Well, I receive that in Jesus' name. I receive the blessing in Jesus' name. Y'all pray for us.
Amen.
Okay.
We will. Thank you again for calling to share, okay? And
yes, ma'am.
Continue. Yeah. Feel free to continue listening to the show. We thank you so much. Well, Constance, yes, that's a really good point. I know from time to time I deal with pain, and I usually say, well, Lord, I thank you for healing my body. I thank you for removing the pain. I thank you for sending your word and healing me. And, you know, I just continue to declare that and declare that.
And you know, it's not easy to do. It's not easy to do with pain. And I tell people, say or speak your next best thought, and it might be, I'm feeling better and better every day. You know, Joel Osteen's mom, Dodie Osteen, who was diagnosed with cancer, and they sent her home, but she just took her scriptures out and read them every day. She said she was weak on a lot of those days, couldn't even walk to the mailbox, couldn't even get up. But remember, I said that words are energetic. They are.
That's
they have
right.
frequencies and vibrations to them. So even when you're not feeling well, if you could just speak truth over facts, I believe that healing or a pathway for healing will come to you.
Absolutely. And you know what else I do, too, on those days I'm just not feeling well. Prior to that, when I am feeling well, I record my affirmations and declarations. I record them
definitely.
With my own voice, and then on those days that I just don't feel like speaking them, I can play them back, and I know that they're in my voice as though I am speaking them because I was actually speaking them in order to record them.
And, you know, that's thanks for sharing that great tip, Donna, you know, because the science behind what Donna just shared is that when you hear your own voice, you believe it more. Your inner ear believes it. And so for listeners, that would be something great that they could do. Maybe while you're sitting in traffic or while you're on the treadmill and you hear those affirmations in your own voice, that would bring more strength to you.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, we talk about affirmations, and I'm telling you, I have affirmations. When I say all over the house, I mean all over the house. I've written them down. I have them. They're everywhere. And to
see them and
speak them.
You can write them on a car. When you write down your affirmations, I say writing out affirmation is really a form of prayer. Because when you're thinking, you're asking. When you are saying, you're asking. But when you're writing or journaling, you know, my highest good is coming to me now. I am healthy, healed, vibrant, and whole. When you write it out, it's a form of prayer. And it's something very powerful. I believe that when you combine writing, you know, the Bible talks about making the vision plain. So you're being very clear, Donna, about your own health and your own healing. So you write it out, you think it, and then you say it, and boy, then you can begin to see it. And that is the beginning, I don't like to say formula, but that's the beginning formula, I can't think of another word right now, that will move you right into the manifestation of your desire. Now, it may not happen overnight. It won't. However, you're tapping into universal laws that will work for anybody who will work them. That's why journaling, when you're journaling, you're really telling a different story. You write
that
those affirmations. I'm healed.
Yeah.
I'm whole. I'm vibrant. I'm energetic. You tell a different story.
And that is just so. And I am certainly believe in journaling. I did a show on journaling a few months back when I started the Be Encouraged series when everything began back in February. But journaling, like you said, is very powerful. Putting something about putting that pen to paper is very powerful. And then, it also releases you. If you're stressed, it releases it because you're actually getting these things out. You're writing them down. And what I do is I write, and mine are called Dear Heavenly Father. So I journal to God pretty much every day. And it's extremely powerful. It really, really is. And I'm going to see if I can pick up another caller. Again, I will say the last four digits of your phone number. You'll know I'm referring to you. Extension 8314. 8314. Hello? Okay, perhaps they're just listening. And let me see. I'm going to go to another one of our emails. It says, Ms. Donna, thanks for the interesting topics that you bring. And my family and I have listened for the past 2 years. Today's topic is interesting as well. I look forward to hearing what the Bible has to say about our words. And this comes from Pamela in Lexington. Thank you, Pamela, for that. And we have been talking about that, right?
Yeah. Well, we said the Bible says that whatever you declare and decree will be established in your life. And, you know, and that you decide is with your words or with your tongue every day you choose life or death. Mm-hmm. And the Bible also says that you call those things that be not as though they are. So if you don't have money, you're not going to talk about broke. You're going to call in what? Abundance. If you don't have health, what are you going to call in? You're going to call in healing and wholeness. If you don't have a social friends and you're feeling alone, you're going to call in what? A support system. So you're calling in those things that be not as though they are. So it says also says you're made in the image and the likeness of God. So that means that we are gods in the earth. And what did God do? In Genesis 1, he said, then he saw. He said, and then it was. And so to that listener, those are just a few examples of how you can use your words. And also it says, by your words you shall be justified or condemned. So really, it's not God or somebody else condemning you. The Bible says you are snared by the words of your mouth, of your own mouth. So if you keep saying, everything, nothing good happens to me. Oh, my goodness, Miss Donna, Miss Constance, it just ain't no good men out there. Okay, you can have what you say.
That's really good. In case you are just joining us, where have you been? But listen, no worries. You'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. Listen, I want to, let me see if we can get, how many more of these emails that we can get to before we conclude here. Here's one that says, Ms. Donna, thanks for this topic. Words cut sharper than a sword, and we must be careful how we use them. After you speak them, you can't get them back. This comes from Dale in Atlanta. Oh, amen, Dale. That's absolutely correct.
And that's why we really need to, because words are energetic. They pierce. You know, they impact. They change. If somebody says, let's just say you go into work and somebody says, ooh, you look like you didn't sleep good last night. Are you coming down with something? Now, you might have been feeling great, but then you'll go in the restroom and say, I do look pretty bad today, you know. You know, or for couples, you know, I do a lot of couples counseling, and I tell couples, your words in those times of conflict really pierce your partner. And so that's why you really need to be careful. And then lastly, the words that you speak to your child. I worked as a counselor in elementary school, and some of the words that I heard parents speak to their children was shocking, because to you, to your children, you are God. So if you say, Johnny, you're so stupid and you can't do anything right, you just prophesied over his life if you continually say that. But if you say, Johnny, you're such a smart boy, you can do anything, you can learn anything, because your children believe your words, because to them, you are God.
Yes, and that is why it's so important. I taught parenting workshops for years, and I would always say to the parents, it is critical that you affirm your children daily. You must do it daily. I said, because if you do not do that, and you don't know who in the classroom or the teacher, you don't know their beliefs or anything, they say something negative to this child, that will have a greater impact on them. So you must continue to affirm your children and to teach them, you know, and I wrote several affirmations. One I used to love for the kids is, I am special. I am unique. I have my own special gifts and talent. There is no one else in the world like me. God created me just to be me. And just have them to speak that, you know, they're special. They're unique. And it is so important. I'm so glad you mentioned that, especially with schools, well, starting back in whichever form it's beginning with, you know, around the country. So make sure that you affirm and you continue to affirm your children. I remember, Constance, real quick story here. I was in Miami. I was teaching a parenting workshop. It was with the National Coalition. And... of Title I parent workshop is what it was. And we were talking about, you know, affirming your children. So one parent said to me, so, you know, if your child does what they're supposed to do, you're going to affirm them? Yes, you do. So she said, well, just for an example, if they're supposed to do their chores or if they're supposed to vacuum, and you know that's what they're supposed to do. So I'm supposed to tell them, oh, good job, I'm proud of you. I say, absolutely, you are. Well, I don't think I should tell them that all the time. And so what I said to her was, okay, when your child does something that you don't like, okay, and each time that they do something that you do not like, do you reprimand them or do you think about whether you should or not? Oh, no, if they do something I told them not to do, I'm going to reprimand them. Okay, so just think and listen to what you said, okay? And she was like, well, I didn't really think about it that way. And I said, okay, well, I'm just so glad that, you know, you have an opportunity now to understand. She was like, well, I guess it makes sense. You know, and it's okay, you know. But it is just so important that we affirm our children. That is crucial. It really is.
And, you know, Donna, something just dropped in my spirit. It's important that we affirm ourselves instead
Absolutely.
Of saying, I'm so stupid. I can't ever do anything right. You know, the words that you speak to yourself and about yourself, like my neighbor who says I'm doing good for an old man, you're shaping and forming and creating your own world with your own words about yourself.
Absolutely. And listeners, we thank you so much for your emails. We did not have an opportunity, I apologize, to get through them all with the content that we have covered. I'll have to ask Constance if you may be available to come back for another edition.
Of course, we're friends. Of course, I would love to come back. I love answering questions, you know, to listeners for sure.
Well, thank you so much, and I certainly want you to do that. I'm going to just hold on to these, and my listeners know that any time that I'm concluding the show, I still feel that I have some questions unanswered. They know I will always come back and do a follow-up show, as we actually do quite frequently. But listen, before we run out of time, again, I want to thank you again for sharing with us and coaching us this evening. We certainly do appreciate that.
I hear the applause. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was for you. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would like for you to let people know, and we've got a little under 2 minutes, and if you're listening to us live, you may lose us in about a minute and a half right now, but you can go back and listen to the archive, and you'll be able to hear the end of the show. Please, before we run out of time, let people know how they can contact you.
Okay. I understand time. My website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I'm a host on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. You can just go to loaradionetwork.com. When you're on my website, you can look at my coaching, my services, et cetera, and email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Wonderful. I'm sure people are thinking, wow, how can I follow her or how can I contact her? So I certainly want to be able to share that. Well, once again, we will have her back coming up within the next couple of weeks or so, depending on your availability. Are you available next Sunday?
Next Sunday? We'll talk about that offline. Mm-hmm. I think I am.
Okay. Okay, because I have a show scheduled right now, but I would certainly schedule that show out a week if you're available. But we will let you all know when she will be coming back. I wanted to say thank you so much, everyone, for supporting our show, those who listen. We certainly appreciate that. If we have an etiquette question or a topic that you would like to hear us discuss, let us know. Just reach out to us. Remember, the golden rule, please, treat others the way you want to be treated. And remember, never tire of little things, kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep in your heart. That happens to be one of my favorite proverbs. That comes from Proverbs 3:3, okay? Again, certainly make sure that you stay safe out there, okay? And hope you have a wonderful evening. Good night. Take care. And God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady and What Is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. You've been listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.